Train Wreck Tuesday. Every Tuesday at 7:45, we sift through the sound of the football weekend and delve into the misery and sometimes the elation, as we'll hear this morning coming up in about a minute or so. We'll start with this. The Minnesota Miracle. Saints safety Marcus Williams is the guy who basically closed his eyes, ducked his head, could not get Stephon Diggs on the ground, as you know, scored a touchdown on the final play of that game. Minnesota onto the NFC Championship game. Marcus Williams met with reporters after the game.
Man, it was just my play to make. Ball was in the air. You know, that's on me. You know, I just got to be that guy and go up and get the ball. You know, that was my job. The last play of the game, you got to go do it. And you got to, you know, you got to save the game.
How do you
bounce
back?
Man, just overcome it. You know, you can't let it beat you down. I mean, I'm gonna take it upon myself to do all that I can to never let that happen again. And I mean, if it happens again, then I shouldn't be playing. But I'm gonna take it upon myself to do all that I can to make sure nothing like this happens again to me.
It was, I feel bad for him, and I respect the hell out of him for meeting the media after the game, as some people do not choose to do. But that was objectively one of the worst defensive plays in the history of the NFL playoffs.
Okay, now the outcome was, because like chances of the Vikings winning in that game. But part of the reason that it was such a bad play was that he was in perfect position to end the game, except that his timing was off. And he was doing all the right things. He recognized the route. He got there just a little too early. And I think in the last moment where he figured, all right, should I try to make a play on the ball and risk a pass interference, or do I need to try to hold up as much as I can? Because he just got there too fast. He got there too early. He went down thinking, I'll submarine the guy and maybe this will be the West way. Because the game's over at that point.
It's over.
The Vikings don't have any timeouts. There's not enough time to come up and clock.
Not there.
Incredulously, I saw people saying that they thought they might have been able to come up and clock it. Like, no. It's absolutely impossible in that moment. Like, 100% impossible
to
come up and clock the ball.
He caught it with 5 seconds.
Right. Now, there's not. If you watch even like through the background, like Case Keenum and everybody's still watching the play, as it doesn't happen. The math doesn't work that way. So the game was over, but I feel like he's going to be skewered like he's the worst person who ever lived, when in fact he's a very good defensive back who just one quarter earlier in the game had one of the defining moments in what would have been a great comeback by the Vikings, and he just got there a little too early. If Case throws these kinds of floaters that take a while to get there, if it had been a harder thrown ball, Marcus Williams actually could have made the play. But Case does a great job with those balls that look like they're just the like beautiful rainbows of placing them accurately. Sometimes he takes too many chances with them, but the ball didn't get there fast enough.
Let's transition into the earlier game on Sunday. Jaguars with the big upset of Pittsburgh at Heinz Field. Malik Jackson was looking for Pittsburgh safety Mike Mitchell after the game.
Where is Mitchell? I want to see Mitchell! Get 23 here now!
Yeah,
Mike Mitchell talks too much for a guy who's not that good.
Mike Mitchell was talking a whole lot of smack about how they were excited to play the Patriots in the championship game. Various other guys, you know, Mike Tomlin was talking about seeing the Patriots down the road weeks ago. That game right there was such an indictment on Mike Tomlin, in my opinion. That team being so ill-prepared and so...
It was horrible.
Completely just a non-compete by them. The final score is just not indicative of what happened in that game at all.
Well, the thing about the final score is the Steelers had multiple chances to come back and win that game, but it wasn't because of Mike Tomlin. It was because of how great their three best players are.
Yeah.
It was because of Ben and Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, not because of anything Tomlin did in that game.
And more importantly than anything, because look... Ben Roethlisberger is going to get a whole lot of credit for this game, as he should, but he also, look, the turnovers that he's had versus the Jaguars this year, that's not winning football. When you have to dig yourself out of the hole that you put your team in, you can only get so much credit for that. But the Steelers' defense, it just
horrible.
Completely unable. Now, Tomlin goes for that onside kick, which I disagree with, but again, I feel like people are ignoring the fact that Jacksonville scored touchdowns on the two previous drives easily. Just ran all over the Steelers' defense. And that in that instance, I don't think Tomlin trusts his defense one bit.
Malik Jackson was also looking for somebody who wasn't even in the building that day. Titans defensive lineman Jarrell Casey.
You know, he loves the game. He makes everybody prepared. And every time he's go out there, he's a true competitor. You know, he has a lot of heart. And people can down him all they want to, but we know what he can do, and he proved it today.
He's a dog. I want to know what Jarrell Casey has to say about him choking in big moments. While you sit at home and watch us next week.
Watch it!
I just love how he came in there and was so rapid with his speech.
He popped in to set the scene.
That was Calais Campbell.
Campbell is being interviewed, and then all of a sudden, what's his name? Malik Jackson pops into the camera, like yes. photobombs it with that hot, taking a shot at Jarrell Casey of the Titans out of nowhere. These guys talk more smack than anybody.
Yep.
I feel like right now, everybody loves it because they haven't gotten sick of it yet. It's like,
but
this is
will.
The fresh, it's a new kid on the block.
Yep.
Now they're going up against the Patriots, so people are really enjoying this. With sustained success, I think people will get real sick of it real quick. But for now, it's kind of fun.
Jalen Ramsey, not one shy of trash talk. He discussed Steelers players talking about a rematch with the Pats before this game on Sunday.
I was kind of wondering why they were so confident because we stomped their ass last time. And we knew we was going to do the same this time. I mean, we were confident coming in the game. I can't tell you why they were so confident. But that went out the door real quick.
And then the Jaguars flew back to Jacksonville, and I guess they talked with some of their fans at Everbank Field, and here was Jalen Ramsey addressing the people at the stadium.
I ain't got too much to say, but y'all make sure y'all bring that same energy out here next week and the week after. We going to the Super Bowl, and we going to win that bitch. We going to win that Duval!
That's hilarious.
Media caught up with the Jags lady afterwards, asked her how she took in the game.
And I was in Miami with my new beach house.
That's where she watched it.
I mean,
it's actually several blocks from
the
beach.
I was rooting for the Steelers because I think they would have had a better shot to beat the Patriots. I could be right or wrong about that. But the good thing, the good thing about the Jaguars winning is we get one more week of Jags Lady. We might have three more weeks of Jags
we've been
Lady.
Strong. We're just playing by the rules.
I mean,
you can't have a newcomer come in.
Hold on, wait for it.
And steal the show.
But they are the newcomer now.
Now
the Jacksonville Jaguars are the newcomer trying to steal the show.
You know what's funny? Darren Revelle tweeted that video out, and the funny thing that you can't come that doesn't come across the radio is that when she right before she gets into the.
And you can't have a newcomer come along, and then she stares at the camera.
She's
looking at the reporter. So everybody, close your eyes and imagine this. This woman's looking at the reporter, and she goes, "You can't have a newcomer come along." And then she turns like
she's got a presence.
Actress, turns and looks dead eye in the camera and says, "And steal the show."
It's so funny.
It's one of the best pieces of video of all time. That lady, by the way, is a homeless lady, and it's not actually she's achieved fame.
Audio is a classic.
Yeah, it's not like I think people in Jacksonville think you're making fun of the lady when you play that.
It's great.
No, she's awesome. Like she should be in Hollywood.